Welcome back to Match the Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul? Connor, put Wisco Paul on the line.
Good morning, Matt.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Hey, okay. The first thing I'd like to say is it's really totally awesome. Cootie's going to get more radio stations around the state. In fact, it looks like he's going to have the whole state covered. So that's wonderful news. And as far as the Republicans, it doesn't seem anybody wants to stand up to Trump. It's mostly women that stand up against the guy, which is nice to see. But it's just an amazing thing to watch these people cower to Trump. And I want to talk about the red wave a little bit. You know, the first thing that they've said they want to do is impeach Biden. He doesn't control his son. Now, I just want to mention a few things about Biden. He wants to lower prescription drugs, and that's a big deal. He also wants to leave Social Security, Medicare the same. And the voter bill, which is probably the biggest thing, that would end gerrymandering. That would be just a wonderful thing. Everybody has a fair shot in their districts. And he's for trying to fight climate change. And people have to understand the GOP has no platform, none, zero. It's an amazing thing. And I also think Tony is doing a wonderful job in the state. I've got the roads fixed, for goodness sakes, for one thing. So, but Biden's doing a great job, and so is Tony. So heaven forbid if we have a red wave. I, for one, don't think it's going to happen. But when people come on here and talk about a red wave, what, more tax cuts for the rich? The people don't even have a platform. So anyway, I just wanted to do kudos to Cootie, and I'm sticking up for Joe and Tony. So you have a great day, Matt.
All right, thanks a lot, Paul. Right, I want to pick up on a couple of that. First of all, I'll let Cootie make his own announcements, but the station's doing very well. Appreciate all the great listenership. Secondly, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you're talking about who has stood up to Trump. It's not just women. I mean, Cassidy Hutchinson, of course. There have been a lot of other people who have come forward. But one thing that impresses me is virtually all of them are conservative Republicans. These are not Democrats that are coming in a political sense to get Trump. These are people who couldn't stand it anymore, who realize that our democracy is being destroyed. Our democracy is being destroyed. Remember a couple of things. I'm going to say it again because they're very important. Stalin's dictum, one of the biggest mass murderers in history, an evil man, Joseph Stalin. He was the head guy in Russia from the 20s to the 50s, killed 20 million people. He once said, quote, "It doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the vote." Lukashenko in Belarus lost the election, but then they do a replay election. And he had soldiers at the polls driving people away who were not authorized. Lukashenko counted the votes he's in. That's what you get in communism, and that's what you get in the mafia and organized crime. Doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And that's what's underway right now in this country. People running for Secretary of State, election officials, good election officials getting death threats and quitting. The Republican Party putting into effect a task force to train conspiracy theorist election officials. The other thing I want to remind everybody of, following Wisco Paul's excellent insight, is this. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Carl Sandburg, great American poet, has a great image in a poem. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism also creeps in on little cat's feet. It is not soldiers at your door with guns. It's lawyers, anonymous lawyers with briefcases. You never know, as they come in from the airport, what they've done. Suddenly you have a gerrymandered legislature. You have a proposal from the Republicans to make Lieutenant Governor, Treasurer, Secretary of State, and Head Superintendent of Public Instruction all appointed by a governor. You have no ability to vote for them. They're going to put it as a resolution, which can't be vetoed by a Democratic governor. And they will spend tens of millions of dollars of dark money. We don't know the origin. Hoodwinking lazy people into, oh, okay, I'll vote for it. What the heck? You don't stand up for your own democracy, nobody else is. If you don't stand up for your own democracy, nobody else is. All of that is fascism. And you have governor candidates right now, the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, this Michaels character, Rampton character, all saying that the election should be supervised out of the gerrymandered legislature under Voss. He's the one who should do the elections. That way, they'll convene, and they won't be fake electors anymore. He'll say, no, we're sending 10 Trump electors. But wait a minute. Biden just won the election by 2 points. No, that's fine. We heard there was fraud, no specifics. That's what's happening. Right under your nose, that's what's happening. And it's happening in other states as well. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. And I'll give you a couple of things. There's a D.C. police officer who now testifies that he saw Trump in a heated exchange with the Secret Service when they wouldn't drive him up to the insurrection occupation of the Capitol. Trump has now said that he was not in the car. They call it the beast because there's a lot of communication equipment and it's secure. I was not even in that car. Here's a D.C. police officer who saw him. Cassidy Hutchinson testified that Tony Ornato, Deputy Chief of Staff, told her that. So the Inspector General, for the that serves both the House and Senate Homeland Security Committees, head of the Department of Homeland Security, sent a letter to the Secret Service demanding all texts, all electronic communications on January 5th and January 6th. You know what they did? They came back and said, we deleted them. They go, well, if you have a request like that, you're not supposed to delete them. It's against the law. They just said, well, this is part of a device replacement program. Device replacement program. Turn over the devices that were replaced. Can't find them anymore. The Secret Service prizes security. And they will, this is apparently the case, they will side and show loyalty to a president who encouraged a mob to murder the vice president and the Speaker of the House. This is already happening. Biden right now is the only person that stands between this kind of thing going on and being entrenched in our country and the liberal and robust democracy we've enjoyed. One of the things that I want to get, a message I want to get out to all my fellow Democrats is, you're picking up on Republican themes because you think you're being smart and cute. And you supported Bernie and you supported Elizabeth Warren, you supported this one and that one. There's a whole list of people. There were like 17 of them. That included every corner of the identity politics movement. And none of them could have beaten Donald Trump except Joe Biden, and none of them can beat him again this time except Joe Biden. So don't pick up on Republican themes attacking Joe Biden. We're going back to the lines. Bill of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling us from Monday, Bill.
Hello?
Yeah, Bill, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, you said Bill of Madison. I thought you had the higher. I thought maybe I wasn't on the air. Anyhow, good morning, Matt.
Hi, Bill. Yeah, you're of Oconomowoc. Somebody put in Madison. Sorry okay. Bill. No, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Problem. What's up?
No problem. I heard that this Sunday, I believe it is, I'm going to check it out myself. The Duchess of Foxconn is going to be at the Cornerstone Tavern in Oconomowoc. I hope to be there. I want to question her. I will not shout, scream obscenities, but my first question is, Rebecca, what are you going to do about the mess of Foxconn? Are you going to clean it up? And I said, or are you going to walk away from it? But I'm going to say in the same question, or are you going to walk away from it? If she walks away from it, and when you challenge her, there are people in that crowd that could be on the fence, and they're going to go, oh, my God, do I really want to vote for this woman? She won't even address that. We can't holler at these people. We can't scream. We can't swear. We just propose a question. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to walk away from it? That's going to almost stymie her. That is going to upset the whole reason she's there. We can't holler, scream, throw stuff, get obnoxious. We've got to conduct ourselves with a little bit of
class. Well, thanks, Colonel. We're coming to the end of the show. That's great. The Duchess is not competent to be governor. She is a cheerleader for Foxconn under Walker. She would jump up and down with pom-poms going, we're the girls from Foxconn High. We don't drink and we don't smoke. Okay, that's all she does. She's not competent to be governor. Bill, thanks a lot for calling in. Coming to the end of the show. Great show, great callers. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place Monday. Have a great weekend. I'm signing off for today. Address unknown. No such number.